Common sense is not so common. And in an era where global uncertainty is rampant and government is out of control, this is the show making sense of all the madness. Broadcasting live from the Arizona desert, you can't dodge the Hodge. Here's your host, Dave Hodges.
Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. Thanks so much for joining us. We have a great show for you today in our guest segment. We have Dr. Ted Brower from Health Masters, and we're going to be talking about geopolitics and health. I know, so we're going to be all over the map. Folks, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to let Ted comment on this when we get going, but I got bad news for you. Donald Trump ain't coming back. Okay? Emails are filling up with this. He's doing this. He's doing that. He can go on Hannity all the times he wants. He is not coming back. So let's deal in reality here, shall we, folks? We are dealing right now with a nation that's being run by total Soviet communists. Total. Absolute. Bolsheviks. And you better figure out how you're going to survive, rather than wait around for Donald Trump. Anyway, we're really glad to be with you. You've heard I'm a little worse for the weather, but I'm bouncing back, and good to be back here in the driver's seat. And like I said, we're in our guest segment with Ted Brower, and we're brought to you by Health Masters. Let me just say this, too. You better worry about good health. You better worry about where your food's coming from. You better worry about a whole lot of stuff right now, ladies and gentlemen. But I'm going to tell you this. You better worry about your good health. And this is why I always encourage people to go to healthmasters.com. 5% off with the coupon code, code 5. So don't mess around, folks, with this. Don't mess around at all. Ted, welcome to the show. Glad you could join us. And this is not Fantasy Island. So no Donald Trump.
Well, no, I mean, Dave, I told you long ago, and I've told your listeners long ago, and I've told my listeners long ago on the Ted and Austin Brower show, Donald Trump was a psyop that basically was used against us. I mean, we had, you know, Rothschild Inc. pay off through Wilbur Ross Trump's billions of dollars in loans, you know, back in 89, and Trump was basically being run by the New World Order. The problem is that apparently he didn't do exactly what they wanted, including invading basically Iran, and so they decided to eviscerate him on the press and basically take him down. Now, remember, his daughter is a Kabbalist, his son-in-law is a Kabbalist, and which means they're Satanists, is what they are. They worship Lucifer. Of course, they don't call him Lucifer. They call him Ein Sof. He's their god. He's a giant snake in a tree that encompasses the entire universe. They think the entire universe is a tree that has huge, that has points of lights everywhere in the tree, and that basically they create the points of light, the planets and the universes, and even us, by having sex with their snake god. You can't make this crap up, and that's what it is. It's pure trash, but this is what these clowns believe. And remember, Donald Trump said that the biggest award he ever got was the Tree of Life Award, which is basically a Kabbalist award. We need to understand, Trump is not coming back to help us, and Dave, you're 100% right. The same group that financed the communist revolution in Russia with the killing of Tsar Nicholas and his family, who were the Rothschild banking cartel, who had a blood vengeance sworn against the Russian Empire from like 1812 on, when they helped to pay off the debt of Europe to prevent central banks from going into Europe. This same group is the group that took down Russia and became the Soviet Union. And this is the same group now that has worked and taken over our government to bring us into a quote new world order under the United Nations, which is another Rothschild banking cartel basically group with the CFR. And that's what they're doing. You're 100% right, Dave. They are bringing in a new world order under communism, and they control both sides of the narrative. And we need to realize that. In fact, if you remember, there's a really good article. In fact, I'll post it back on the Health Masters website, news site again. And this is a speech that was delivered at the B'nai B'rith in 1902. And Solomon Erhem, a Viennese individual, envisioned a future in which all of mankind had basically put into a union. And this was through what was going to come was the United Nations. And he talked about all of this stuff. And then Henry McCow, in another article that was done, basically talked about what happened in a candid moment after World War One, with Kuenlein partner Otto Kahn, explained that the Kabbalist bankers, remember these guys are Luciferians, the Kabbalists believe in that snake in a tree, remake the world by creating artificial conflicts and real conflicts and determining the outcome in advance. The world wars, the Cold War, the War on Terror, not just mentioned the left-right paradigm are all designed to hold America in gridlock. And remember, Otto Kahn was a partner with Jacob Schiff and Paul Warburg in America's most influential investment banking house, Cohn Lieb, which is part of the Federal Reserve Bank. This is worth recalling what he said at a strategy meeting in the book Geneva versus Peace from 1937. The Comte de Lalor, who was the French ambassador to London in 1920 to 24, recalled a dinner conversation with Otto Kahn, which took place shortly after World War One. And this is what he had to say. Asked why the bankers backed Bolshevism, which is what the Russian Revolution was all about, communism, a system supposedly diametrically opposed to private ownership, Kahn tugged on his enormous cigar and explained that the bankers create apparent opposites to remake the world according to their specifications. Quote from Kahn, "You say that Marxism is the very antithesis of capitalism, which is equally sacred to us. It is precisely for that reason that they are direct opposites to one another. They put into our hands the two poles of this planet and allow us to be its axis." Are you hearing what I'm saying, guys?
Yeah,
they completely control everything. And this is the group, Dave. This is the group that runs the planet. And it's a satanic Luciferian Kabbalist priest network is what it is, that got started thousands and thousands of years ago in the Old Testament in Genesis chapter 6, and it stayed in charge of things all the way through. On Monday of this week, I went into detail on the two primary companies, Vanguard and BlackRock, who basically control pretty much all of the New York Stock Exchange corporations through basically direct stock purchases and interlocking corporate directorships. And both of these houses are funded through the old, bloodline families, including the Rothschild banking cartel, which handles all of the money going in and out of all of the accounts of all the different organizations and these satanic families who are directly involved in creating this new world order. That's what we have right now. So we have found ourselves in the middle of a stinking science fiction novel that seems unbelievably weird, but that's where we are. And it's all about destroying whites. Why? Because whites are Protestants who are basically Christians, and Catholics who were Christians, and Hispanics who were Christians, and blacks who were Christians, but primarily the whites, because we held together the Western civilization through the Holy Roman Empire until it got totally corrupted in around 1400-1500 by the selling of indulgences and complete and total compromise as far as everything. And then Martin Luther and Calvin came out and said, no, this isn't okay. We've got to change this. And so we are the group for 2,000 years which has elevated Christ to a position who he is, of deity, which he is, because he is the son of the great I am, created in God's own image, according to the book of Hebrews. And we need to understand who is in charge. This group was around before Jesus. This group is around now that Jesus is alive, but he's not here on this planet for thousands of years, trying to destroy Christianity. This is why they have an atavistic hatred of Christ, because he called them out in the book of John as basically being children of the devil. He called them out, straight called it out. You don't believe that? You can argue with the book of John. You can argue with the Bible. You can argue with Jesus. I'm not going to argue with you about that. This Kabbalist group, they weren't even called Kabbalists back then. They were just basically the synagogue of Satan. This group has been doing the human sacrifices and controlling world events and world politics since Genesis chapter 6. It says in Genesis chapter 6, these fallen angels were here before and after the flood, and they have been separated from God. They could no longer consume the energy from the field that we are living in that comes from the great I am. The only energy they can consume is from human sacrifices, blood rituals, etc., because they're so perverted. They're a distortion in the giant energy field that we call, you know, the universe. And that's the problem that we have. This group is not going to go away. They're never going to go away until the end of the book of Revelation is done, and these guys are basically thrown into the bottomless pit forever. But the reality is right now we've got to contend with these guys, and this is why we have to stay awake. It's all about Jesus. It always has been for 2,000 years. It's all about creating a blood covenant through Christ, through his sacrifice, with the great I am, to allow us to become one with God so that we become the righteousness of God through Christ. That's what Christianity is. People don't understand it. This lukewarm, milquetoast mess that we have that we call Christianity now on Zionist TV is a nightmare. It really is. They never teach repentance. They teach acceptance of everybody from every walk of life, regardless of what type of perversion or sin they're involved in. They don't care. They just accept everybody. I mean, Joel Osteen, I'll never forget it when he's on Larry King. He said, you don't just have to go through Jesus. There's basically many paths to the Father, not just him. And it's not even true. That's what the Bible says. And I'm paraphrasing Joel, but that's what he'd said. And he came under tremendous criticism from that. Now they're trying to create an ecumenical movement which is going to combine all religions on the entire planet, including Judaism and the Muslims and the Hindus and the Buddhists and the Christians, under a new world order, under new world religion, underneath this big stake in a tree, under Noahide laws. So if you believe in Jesus Christ, they're going to behead you or kill you or firing squad you. That's the goal. That's the fantasy of these weirdos that run the new world order. And now Klaus Schwab, that hardcore Kabbalist weirdo, he's saying that he wants to integrate us into silicone life forms, that we will be a Borg, that we will basically be implanted with all types of chips, and we'll be part of a hive mind, and that we will no longer reproduce as human beings as far as children, that they will be born in test tubes, and that we will own nothing and we will like it. We'll piss on him. I can't stand the guy. Excuse my language, but I've had enough of these clowns. It's all we see all of the time, Dave, is this lie stuff. And that, like you said, the QAnon stuff won't go away. I told everybody when Trump left office, I said, you think Q is going to go away? No way. This is a huge CIA, Kabbalist, cult, mind, psych op that they set up. And enough people fell for it, hundreds of millions of people globally fell for it, and they're going to continue using that to control the masses. Oh, Donald Trump's coming back in office. No, he's not. Donald Trump's still in charge, running the country from Mar-a-Lago. No, he's not. Joe Biden's in charge. No, he's not. Joe Biden is a senile fool who has either Alzheimer's or some type of advanced senile dementia, and he's not in charge. The Kabbalist bankers, the international banking cartel, the bloodline families, they're in charge and they're running the United States of America. And they're heating up all kinds of stuff now in the Ukraine with Putin. Whether or not they go to a hot war or not, I don't know. It could very easily go that way. Or they're just using it to obfuscate what they're doing here. And that includes more 5G, more chemtrails, more Morgellons, more vaccinations. Gosh. The reason they didn't do the doggone studies on animals on the coronavirus, which they worked on years ago, was that every single ferret and every single animal they tested the coronavirus vaccine on died of sepsis when they were re-exposed to the coronavirus that they had been quote-unquote RNA vaccinated for, because their bodies thought that the RNA that they thought that their bodies thought that the coronavirus was naturally occurring in the vein of their body, and they didn't produce any antibodies for it. We have people all over Central Florida now that are sick as dogs, and I believe it's from viral shedding. It's because these people are basically shedding stuff through their feces, through their breath, etc. It's like a person is contagious when they pass the cold or the flu from the vaccines they've been given. We have some people that are so sick now, their throats are swelling shut. They can barely breathe. And they were healthy before all of this stuff, and they were not vaccinated. Then we have people all over the country, all over the world, some almost 7,000 dead now in Europe, hundreds of thousands affected, thousands dead in the United States from these vaccines. But the mainstream media won't discuss any of it. I've got a good friend of mine right now, Dave. He was talking about natural protocols to help increase your immune system, and he is now being sued by the federal government on criminal charges for basically saying that things could help take care of, you know, viruses that aren't drugs or vaccines. And so he's been censored. He's been shut down. And he's probably going to spend millions of dollars and probably go in unbelievable debt trying to defend himself against bogus charges. We see this all of the time. Once they want to shut somebody up, they want to make an example out of them, they just nail them with bogus charges. Look at Martha Stewart. Look at Wesley Snipes. Look at the people that we know about that basically were charged with things that other people have done that are in Congress that do things all of the time, but they're never charged with anything. Look at Maxine Waters with what her stupid mouth did, talking about, oh, you got to go out and get more aggressive and blah, blah, blah. Does she have a 50 IQ? She can't keep her mouth shut? And the jurors were not sequestered in this trial. They heard all of it. And then they knew that if this guy was found innocent, they'd basically turn around and basically have massive rioting all over the United States. Now, I don't know if the guy was innocent or not. I don't know if he choked a guy to death. I don't even know if the guy was on fentanyl or on drugs or whatever he was on. We don't know what they're telling us, because all they're telling us is what they want us to hear. I mean, that guy was a sicko putting his leg on a guy's throat who was saying he couldn't breathe for 10 minutes. I mean, that was sick. But the reality is we are a powder keg right now. We have no leadership whatsoever from Washington, D.C. The senile one and his vice president, who basically slept her way to the top. There's a blunt way of putting it. All this is a giant circus show, Dave. But the elephants are coming soon. You might as well get the popcorn and sit up in the grandstands and watch the next act of the three-ring circus that we call D.C. and world politics. It's all orchestrated. It's all fake. It's all to separate us from the great I am through Jesus Christ, through the blood of the covenant that sanctified us. It's all about that. That's all they care about. They hate Jesus. They hate us. They want to be us because they don't have any souls. It's a bunch of sickos running the planet. We have this super demonic, extraterrestrial, interdimensional, off-world entities that are running the planet, and they have done so for thousands of years. The Bible tells us that. But yet we as Christians have been told that we have to submit to what the government says, to what the New World Order says, to what our, in many cases, compromised pastors have told us. And guys, listen to me. There's some really good pastors out there that are telling the truth. There's some really good pastors that are awake who have realized it ain't about how many mansions they own or how many private jets they have or how they're going to be accepted by the quote-unquote evangelical groups that are on TV, and they realize they've got to start talking about the truth, telling the people the truth, or the entire experiment that we know as the United States of America is going to come to a screeching halt. They want us to go back to the Roman Empire. They want us to go back to Genesis chapter 6. They want us to go back before Jesus. They don't want us talking about Christ or having a blood covenant with the Most High God. They're unbelievably angry that's happened. Remember what the Bible says? If Satan had known what he was doing, he never would have crucified the Son of Glory. It says that. Why? Because the blood covenant that we have established through Christ is an interdimensional interface to an omnipresent God which cannot be shut off. Satan is not omnipresent. He's not everywhere at once. That's why he needs a 5G network to control us. That's why he needs a 6G network to control us. That's why he's got to put chips into us so we can make every thought of our mind evil all of the time, because that negative energy is what these entities eat, because they've been cut off from the energy field of the great I am when they fell. This is what people need to understand. And this group has been an enmity against God for tens of thousands of years, probably. Who knows? Millions. Who knows? We don't even know how long this galactic conflict's been going on. But the reality is, we're finding ourselves right in the middle of it right now, just like they did in Genesis chapter 6 when they said that every thought of every man was evil all the time, Dave. This is insanity. And the fact that Christians won't wake up and they're still believing in Q and they're believing in Trump, whose greatest award was the Kabbalist Tree of Life Award. Guys, go watch him on YouTube. You watch him say that. It's his own words. They're videotaping him while they're showing the stuff on the wall. And we got to understand this is what's going on. They practice out of the Zohar, which was written in 72 AD, which is basically a compilation of all of the ancient Canaanite, Babylonian death ritual cults and human sacrifice and witchcraft. All of that stuff is in the Zohar. They practice out of that. They read out of that. They meditate out of that. And this group of people like Madonna, who's a Kabbalist, and Katy Perry, who's a Kabbalist, and many other people that are Kabbalists, they all believe in this snake in a tree and in human sacrifice and in the drinking of blood and adrenochrome. Jim Caviezel just came out this week, as the guy who played in The Passion of the Christ, just came out and told us that the adrenochrome rituals were real. This is Jim Caviezel, one of the top Hollywood actors of all time, who was completely and totally blackballed by Hollywood when he did The Passion of the Christ with Mel Gibson almost 20 years ago now. And Mel Gibson told him, if you do this movie with me, you're going to be blackballed. But Jim Caviezel is a very strong Christian. Years ago, I met a girl, and she was one of the top, distributors of movies globally. And she worked for a company, and she was basically based out of Frankfurt, Germany. And I met her at a hotel in the lounge. It wasn't a drinking lounge, but it was like a food lounge at the Westin in Frankfurt. I could give you your name, and I can give it to, I've given it to Dave off the air, but I'm not going to give it to over the air. And she told me that they decided if Mel Gibson did The Passion of the Christ, they would destroy him in Hollywood. They destroyed Jim Caviezel. And they said they were going to do it. And she said they did it because of that, because they said that that movie was anti-Semitic. Why was it anti-Semitic? Because it was based on the book of John. And the book of John goes into detail on who the rulers of the planet are on the dark side, as far as who are the children of Lucifer. Now, not all Jews believe this. I want to be very specific about that. A lot of Jews do not believe in the Zohar. They do not believe in the Kabbalah. They believe in the Old Testament. They just not accepted Jesus Christ. And a lot of Jews have accepted Jesus Christ, and they've converted to Christianity. I'm not talking about that group. I'm talking about the group of people who don't have to be Jews. They're the synagogue of Satan, who's who they are, and their father is Lucifer, and they've been around since before Christ got here for thousands of years before Judaism ever got started. They go back to Genesis chapter 6. This is the Kabbalist, well, you wouldn't call them Kabbalists, you would call them the ancient Canaanite cult of priests and priestesses that basically have practiced the dark arts since all the way back to Genesis 6 and before that, who were being used by these off-world entities to do human sacrifice, bloodletting rituals in order to feed them the energy they need from these sacrifices. This is that group. It has nothing to do with mainstream Judaism, nothing. It has to do with the ancient, satanic, Canaanite, Kabbalist, Luciferian, Druid, the ancient Moloch, Asherah, all of these different things that they Baal, all of these things that they practice and sacrifice to. It's that group. It is the synagogue of Satan, and it calls it out of the book of Revelation. And that's the group that runs the planet. This is a Kabbalist death cult is what it is, that consists of priests and priestesses and witches. We know that, and you've talked about on your show, that Hillary Clinton, according to Larry Nichols, which is the right-hand guy, when she was in the governor's mansion in Arkansas and also in the White House, used to go to her witch's coven, C-O-V-E-N, coven in L.A. in California every 6 weeks to participate in their rituals, stuff they do out there. The other day, Dave, I was at a lunch, having lunch with my wife, and we had the kids with us, grandkids with us. And we just finished having lunch, and we walked outside, and there's like a little area to sit outside, and there were four girls dressed in black with black makeup on. No joke. This is here locally in my town. And
If I didn't know you, I wouldn't believe this.
No, I should have taken pictures of it.
I know.
And they were all dressed in black with black makeup on. So me, being Mr., let's find out who these people are, I walked over to them, and I said, "Oh, are you guys Wiccans or witches?" And they said, "Well, we're not Wiccans, we're witches." I said, "Oh, that's nice." And I said, "I see you guys are out today in public." And they said, "Well, yeah, it's Coven, C-O-V-E-N. I kid you not, it's Coven's day out." That's what they said. I should have taken pictures of them, but I didn't want to post them online because then it would be one of these weird things where you're putting my picture online and not giving my permission. So I said, that's interesting. I said, "So you guys are witches?" "Yeah, we're witches." And we just all got together out here today. All black makeup. They had the black eyes, just real heavy, heavy black makeup. Now, they wasn't like, this wasn't blackface, okay? They weren't pretending like they were African Americans. They had like dark eyebrows, dark everything. They were, you could tell they were white people, but they were having black makeup on. And so what was interesting about this is they were dressed head to toe in black. And all of a sudden, I said, "Oh, that's interesting." So I thought, well, we're going to just pass on this and just leave. And as I was leaving, number five shows up. Yeah, this is to complete the pentagram, I guess. And so they were all there sitting outside. I thought to myself, this is just one restaurant I just guess I'm not coming back to again. The same restaurant.
Wow.
Years ago, I was having lunch there, and basically the girl had a pentagram on her wrist, tattooed. The server. So we left, and I called the owner up. The owner's name is Sarah. And these guys are from Pakistan. And, they're Muslim, the owners are. And I said, I called Sarah up. I said, "Why do you have a witch working for you?" She said, "Well, she's a good server." I said, "Well, I asked her if she was a witch, and she told me she was a Wiccan." And she says, "Well, yes, she's a witch." And I'm like, "Why would you do that?" I said, "You Muslims call it the jinn. These are like demonic entities and spirits." I said, "Do you really want to have someone who's going to call the jinn in, the demonic entities, into your restaurant?" She goes, "Well, I hadn't thought about that." I said, "Well, you need to think about that." I said, "You need to realize what's going on." I said, I'll just give you a heads up. I won't be back. I don't want a witch serving me." And she goes, "Okay." And about a month, 2 months later, she called me back and said the witch was fired. And the same thing happened to me just about a year ago. I'm up in Tallahassee with my son, Harrison. He's in school there. And we go out to this restaurant. It was a Schuller's Steakhouse. And the girl comes over and waits on us. She's basically talking to us. And then she tells me she's majoring in ancient, what was the word she used? She was getting a major and working on a degree in like ancient herbal remedies and formulas. And I looked at her and I said, "Are you a witch?" She goes, "Yes, I am." I went, "Whoa, here we go again." So we have two servers that are admitted witches, one in Tallahassee, one in Central Florida. And guys, you think, well, that's really weird. Florida must be full of witches. Guys, the whole country is full of witches. Don't you remember when they all got together to pray against Donald Trump? Well, I have no idea why they would do that. Because the divided house cannot stand. They were praying against him and being a Kabbalist. The crazy part about all of this stuff is that this group of people, these high priestesses and priests, are druidic. And they worship Lucifer, but they don't call him Lucifer at the Kabbalah level. They call him Ein Sof. Look it up. Look up Ein Sof. He has his own Wikipedia page. I'm not joking, guys. And so this is the group of priests and priestesses that run the planet. It's like a hierarchy. And at the highest level of the Rothschild banking cartels and people like Hillary Clinton. Why do you think Hillary Clinton's foundation is worth billions and billions of dollars and she's never touched? Ever touched? It's like she's coated in Teflon. Because they know that she knows all of the stuff that's going on with all of these guys, and she has too much power. And if they pull the Clintons down, they're coming down with her. Remember Donald Trump back in 2015, 2016? Lock her up, lock her up, lock her up. And finally, when he gets to the office, he goes, "Oh, I like the Clintons. They're really good people." And he goes, "We're not going to do anything to the Clintons." Blah, 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 blah. Why? Because Jeffrey Epstein's Ghislaine Maxwell now, who's also a Kabbalist, is saying that they've got videotape of Donald Trump from Jeffrey Epstein doing who knows what. All of these guys are interlocked into this satanic worship. They feel that the energy from these young children, as far as these Kabbalists, is the most pure form. And that's why we have all of these children disappearing. We have all of these children being raped. We have all of this pedophilia garbage going on. What Jeffrey Epstein asked for, two 10-year-old girls, two 12-year-old girls to come in from France for his 50th birthday party for him, for a sexual fantasy. That's how sick these people are, guys. And remember, Aleister Crowley was involved with it. He called it sex ritual magic. It's some sick stuff. And they're all partakers of it. They all involved. Katy Perry says on YouTube that she sold her soul to the devil. You know, Angelina Jolie, I've heard her on videotape basically saying that she was involved in one of these ritual things. All of these crazy people in Hollywood are involved in this stuff, and that's why so many of them have that red string around their wrist. They call themselves Kabbalists. Remember, Madonna's not Jewish. Katy Perry's not Jewish. They're Kabbalists. You know, you don't have to be Jewish to be a Kabbalist. You could just be a Kabbalist. Then that's the group that runs the planet. It's the death cult. It's a death sex cult. And also remember this, Benjamin Netanyahu is deeply involved in all of this stuff. And remember that the Rothschild banking cartel is deeply involved in all this stuff. They were dragged into this stuff by Jacob Frank several hundred years ago after Sabbatain Zevi died. And Jacob Frank picked up the mantle and said he was the new Sabbatain Zevi. And they were converted into this death cult, which was basically rejected by mainstream Judaism with Sabbatain Zevi. And there were millions of people following them at that time. This is the cult that runs the planet. And we have to understand who they are. And if we don't, Dave, we're never going to get a handle on this. And we're going to continue to fall into this left-right paradigm. I mean, I didn't vote for Trump, and I didn't vote for Biden. I voted the Libertarian candidate. I couldn't do it. I will never, ever vote. And remember, but Florida won. Donald Trump won Florida. Why? Because Florida's votes weren't hacked like Georgia was. Donald Trump, I will never vote again, how should I say, for the lesser of two evils. I will never do it again. I voted for Donald Trump, supported him, over the run with Hillary Clinton because I did not want a Sabbatean witch in the doggone White House. That's why I did that. But then we didn't realize that we went from Donald Trump right into the frying pan, you know, with all the stuff that he believes, with his Kabbalist daughter, Kabbalist son. All of these people run the planet through the Council on Foreign Relations, on the Committee of 300, you know, through the United Nations, you know, through the – what did Linda Forster Rothschild, what did she do? 2 weeks ago, She had a conference call with the top 100 CEOs of all the major corporations in the world and in the country, and basically told them to boycott Georgia. Who in the world has enough power to get the top 100 CEOs all on the telephone at the same time. What the heck? Who are these people? Why do they have that kind of authority, that kind of power? These are the same guys that could walk into the White House anytime they want without an announcement and without an appointment and have a sit-down meeting with the President of the United States. That's the group that runs the world. It's the same people. They consider themselves to be what they call themselves, the Benign Elohim, the sons of the fallen. It's very, very. They consider themselves to be a different DNA than you and me. They don't think that they're humans. They consider themselves to be little gods, sons of the fallen. They trace their lineage all the way back to Lucifer, and they run the planet and have done so for thousands of years. And we need to understand that. Jesus came. He was the light that came into the world. That's what he says, the light that's come into the world. But then he says, but the world has preferred the darkness. This is what we have to understand, is the vast majority of people are never going to accept Jesus Christ for who he said he was. But he came here to deliver us. Listen to the Lord's Prayer. And deliver us from the evil one is what it says. That's what that Jesus gave us, that prayer. That's why he came, was to deliver us from the evil one. And see, once we understand that, and we understand who Jesus was and who he said he was true, then we can change everything. But they've infiltrated the churches. They've got this evangelical group now that's on TV that teach total compromise and ecumenical stuff all of the time, because they don't want you to have a true relationship with Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God, created in God's own image, who we have a blood covenant with. He gave us the ability to come boldly before the throne of God through him and petition God directly. They can't do that. They don't have the ability to do that. When they pray to that snake in a tree, they got to go through a what they call an archangel. There's like a dozen of them or so, and they've got to simulate sex while they're doing it. They got to, you watch them, they'll rock back and forth while they're praying, because that's simulating a sex act, and that's the only way they can talk to their God, is through an emissary they got to have sex with. This is some sick crap, but these guys believe this. And so the problem you run into is this: trying to convince a Christian who basically doesn't really believe in Christ, who just kind of went to church when they were little, who doesn't have a real relationship with Jesus, who doesn't pray on a regular basis, and who don't understand who they are in Christ and in Jesus, that they have the authority and the power to change the very fabric of time-space by praying, because prayer is scalar energy. And so we can literally change everything if we could agree in prayer. But Christians don't want to do that. That's why they've come in and destroyed the church with the Johnson Amendment. That pervert Lyndon Johnson was directly involved in the assassination of John F. Kennedy. That weirdo used to do all kinds. Filthiest president we've ever had. Filthy president. I remember him. Gosh, I was a kid. And he was horrible. And the problem is, he put through the Johnson Amendment, which basically said churches could no longer talk about anything that was really important, you know, other than scriptural matters. They couldn't talk about political areas. Why? Because they would lose their 501c status. He basically crippled the church and crippled the pulpit by doing that. That's why I admire Chuck Baldwin so much, because Chuck Baldwin has a church, but he doesn't have a 501c corporation. He has the ability to say whatever he wants to say, whatever he wants to say it, how he wants to say it, and they can't take his quote-unquote 501c corporate status away. That gave these churches the right to come in and have huge amounts of money sent to them, not pay any income tax on any of it, have multiple mansions, some of which have over 20 mansions. Okay, some of these guys who own these big TV show stations. And then many of these guys are homosexuals.
It sounds like BLM.
But no, it's ludicrous, bud. And so this is the group, Dave. They've infiltrated, and they've been giving us all these TV evangelicals. Many of them are high-level Masonic leaders, which is directly based out of the Zohar and all of the stuff that they believe. And at the very beginning of the Masonic lodges, first level Masons, second level Masons, all that, they don't have any idea what they're getting themselves into. I'll be honest with you, they don't, unless somebody has told them the higher rituals and what they get involved with 30 degrees have passed. But the reality is this: they're doing it a lot of times for a social club or to get business. That's why they do it. But then when you get to the highest levels, they realize what they're involved in. And so this group of people are brought in if they have the ability. A lot of them are picked out through the CIA. A lot of them who go to college, who major in political science and who want to be in the CIA, they look at their test scores, and then they do what's called a psychological profile on them to find out how much empathy they have, how much sympathy they have. You know, if they don't have sympathy, if they don't have empathy, if they're willing to follow orders, regardless of how many people die, they profile these people. Dave, you know that. They give them these profile exams, and they find out, number one, how smart are they? How quickly can they reevaluate? Are they willing to lie? Are they willing to go out? Look what happened in that movie, 13 Hours with Benghazi. You and I have talked about that repeatedly on this show. Those guys were basically working there with Ambassador Stevens, who was running drugs and children, by the way, and weapons. And they knew about it, and the guys in the CIA knew about it. And Hillary decided they were all expendable assets, and they gave the coordinates from that embassy to the mortar fires to drop the doggone ordnance on them to kill every single person. And many of those CIA members who were involved in that left the CIA after that. And we had helicopters and gunships and everything else on the carriers outside of Benghazi. They could have been there within an hour, but they refused and were told to stand down. They were not allowed to take off because they wanted those, quote, expendable assets dead because they were basically involved. Just talk about the $1.5 trillion, probably $2.5 trillion worth of heroin now flowing out of Afghanistan on C-130 transport planes through the United States Air Force, dropping into 1,000 military bases around the world with no customs declaration and no inspection of their cargo, being then given to Costa Nostra and other organized crime families, including the Jewish mafia, the Russian mafia, the Italian mafia, and all these crime families distributing these narcotics, now causing 60 million of our people in the United States to be addicted to opiates in the United States right now. And then make sure that the Sackler family, another group of Kabbalists who were with a big pharmaceutical company, put out OxyContin, told everybody it was non-addictive, make sure everybody gets a good prescription for it, keep refilling the prescriptions, and then tightening it all up, forcing those people that are addicted to the opiates to go to the street to fund the CIA black ops. This is the crap that's going on, and nobody wants to talk about it, Dave, except for you and me and Hagman and a few other people that are out there. And this is the group of people that run the planet. And once we understand that, and we get a handle on it, and we realize who they are and the extent of their resolve and how they're literally willing to inject billions of us with an RNA vaccine that's going to cause us probably to become infertile, probably kill us if we're ever exposed to this virus again. And all of these people are doing all of this because they're serving their master. We would call him Lucifer. They would call him Einstein, or they may call him Baal or Moloch or Asherah, whatever, under a whole plethora of different names through the Old Testament. This is the group, the death cult, that continues to run the planet and the world. And if we understand that, it starts making more sense to us. If we don't understand that, we're completely lost. Like, what are they doing that for? Wow. What's that strange thing coming out of the back of those airplanes? What do they call them? Chemtrails? They call them geoengineering? Why are they doing that? What's the point of that? Oh, Q's real. Q told us he was real. Donald Trump is real. Oh, yeah, Donald Trump is very, very real. He's still in charge. Oh, yeah, Biden's a good man. He's a good man. He's praying for this trial outcome. No, he wasn't. He's not a Christian. He's praying. He's praying to some demonic god. He can't pray anymore. He's too senile to pray. And the problem is that people believe all of this stuff, Dave. They really, really believe it. Why? Because their hearts and minds have been blinded. The Bible says that the God of this age has placed a veil across their hearts and their minds. They cannot see and believe or know the truth. Why? Because God is trying to protect them, but the evil one who controls this planet doesn't want them to be protected, so he puts this veil over them. And so unless you're willing to accept Christ, unless you're willing to look at the bigger picture of what's really going on, it's all just confusion. It really is. You have no idea of what's happening. You kind of sit back and go, wow. I wonder why that happened. Wow, you know, Russia's about to attack us. Wow, China's about to attack us. Well, who's controlling Russia? Who's controlling China? Who's controlling the Middle East? Who's really controlling the international banking cartels? Who's controlling the issuance of money? What did Rothschild say, the original dude? He goes, I don't care who runs the country. Just give me the control of the nation's money and I'll control it all. And that's what he's done. Pretty much every single country in the world, except for Syria and Iran, in North Korea, don't have a Rothschild-controlled central bank, which means they can print debt-free currency and not allow themselves to become into bondage as debt slaves to the banking cartels because the interest is never printed, so eventually you can never pay back the debt. This is the problem that we have in the United States right now. We had the greatest country ever in the history of the world developed and put together here, yet the syphilis infected, completely morally compromised Woodrow Wilson being blackmailed by Samuel Untermeyer, passed the Federal Reserve Act, got that into place, got the income tax into place, and then turned around and put us into World War I by putting Brandeis on the Supreme Court. All of this stuff was orchestrated and done. And the sad part about it is very few people are even taught history. Very few ever taught any history before 1880 in the schools now. They don't even have civics classes in most classrooms as far as what the Constitution is supposed to be in eighth grade anymore. They don't have any of this stuff anymore, Dave. And, you know, when we were kids, we always thought, oh, I can't believe how boring history is. Well, guys, let me explain something to you. History is not boring if you read it and you understand why they did and who did what they did. When you really figure out who's in charge and why they're doing what they're doing, it basically energizes you, and it makes you realize that if you're willing to stand against this, you can be a change. You can be a change agent. And then we've got all these people on alt media, Dave, that are compromised. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. So many of them are operating under Operation Mockingbird. Oh, so many of them, which is a CIA infiltration of the media that started back in the 50s and the 60s. So many of the people now. In fact, one guy said the other day, that the CIA didn't even try to hide it anymore, that the media is the CIA, which is probably closer to the truth than them trying to hide it. And so many people in alt media would never do the show I just did with you, Dave. They would never put it on the air. They would never write about it. Why? Because they're being paid via the CIA. They're being paid via Operation Mockingbird. They're being given huge Google, how should I say, exposure and huge views. If you ever find anybody who comes out of nowhere, just be blunt here, and who says, I'm so-and-so and I've done such-and-such, and all of a sudden they get 10 million views, 5 million views, 4 million views, and are all the major talk shows, you got to ask yourself a question. Where do these clowns come from? What's their real story? Who are they? Can they verify anything they say? Can they verify where they went to college? Where they say they went to this school or that school? Where are their diplomas? Why do you never see that posted online? Why can't you never get any information on their background? Why do they just come out of nowhere and they get 20 million views their first week? The only reason that ever happens with Google controlling everything is because they want you to listen to them. They want you to review what they say. Austin and I, the Ted and Austin Brower Show, we were taken off of YouTube 3.5 years ago before anybody ever basically started getting censored. We got censored. They yoked us off. Why? Dude, we're telling the truth like you are, Dave. And see, this is the problem that we have nowadays. If you tell the truth, you're a bad guy. If you don't tell the truth and you follow the mainstream parroted, you know, lies from the CIA under Operation Mockingbird, you get huge amounts of exposure. I remember years ago, I was I'm not going to mention any names here. Dude, I'm going to give you a generic statement. I knew a lady who had a big talk show, and she since has died. And her husband basically
contacted me. I know who you're talking about, but that's
yeah,
okay.
Dave, I sent you this documentation. Yeah. You know I did. Yep. Her husband sent me a 17-page letter and told me that she was basically CIA, that she was basically going to be put in jail, and they hired her and they paid her to go out as a disinformation agent. And she was huge. Huge, huge, huge show. And Dave knows that he got the – because I forwarded the 17-page letter from her husband to Dave. And the woman is gone and she's dead now. I'm not going to mention any names, but the point is, this is prevalent right now, very, very prevalent in alt media, and probably less than 10% of alt media is real. A lot of people are just misinformed. A lot of people are given extreme exposure because they're not Christians and they're not promoting Christ, or they're promoting a New Age theology. They may not actually be part of the CIA, but they're giving out so much bad information that they're not being censored because it's to create confusion. It's like that article I read you from the very beginning with Otto Kahn. They literally hold the planet by its axis is what they believe. They believe this in the spiritual realm. They believe they do this, and that they can turn the planet any way they want by disinformation and by basically directing the outcome of events. Both sides, he said, both sides of the events are controlled by them. That's why you get Donald Trump, who basically, as I mentioned earlier, back in 1989, was bankrupt. And Wilbur Ross from literally Rothschild Inc., I can't make it up, paid off his debt and basically got him out of the blackmail, you know, the bankruptcy closet. Donald Trump's not a good business guy, newsflash. multiple bankruptcies. He was given tens of millions of dollars by his father, inherited thousands of basically, you know, Section 8 housing and low rent housing out of New York. I mean, he got all of this money and he still had to file bankruptcy. What the heck? Really? Yeah.
So, Are you surprised?
No, Dave, you know it's true. It's awful.
I know.
And yet he's held up there like this big savior of the United States, and he's not. Now, I fell for that loop. I got in that loop. I did. When he was running against Hillary Clinton, I thought maybe he's going to be a change agent. Maybe he's for real. That's before we learned about all the stuff and all of his sexual escapades. Billy Bush tried to warn us of what he was like. And I know Billy Bush. I've been on Billy Bush's talk show back in the 90s, back in the 80s. Billy Bush has been around for a long, long time.
Yeah, Ted, I want to interject this here real quick, because I let this go on the way I did because I know it's true. And I know Satan's running the planet. He's running the country. And I think people need to get right with Christ. And but in the time that we've got closing, I'm also concerned that people aren't healthy. And one of the benefits of me having you on is that you are the top natural healthcare guy in the country, from my estimation. And I'd like you to take a few minutes and talk about your company.
Health Masters. We have some of the best, highest quality supplements in the world. Help your immune system. You know, you've got to be taking vitamin C every day, D3, K2. Never take D3 without K2, because it can increase calcification of the artery walls. The K2 keeps the calcium in the bones and not in the arteries. So it's got to be D3, K2. You got to have potassium iodide, 12.5 milligrams a day. Massive increase in your immune system. Massively reduces the risks of cancer. Potassium iodide is incredible. And you got to have zinc. Zinc acts like ivermectin and stops the replication phase of viruses. So you have to have those four. In fact, I just took those right before the show. I had breakfast this morning, and I took my D3, K2, my zinc, my C, and my, you know, and my nutrients this morning, my potassium iodide. Why? Because I want to have a super strong immune system. The guys goes, listen to me. They're going to come in here pretty quick and start dropping other things into our world that they've been working on with their bio labs all over the world, especially in Africa, or like the Wuhan lab in China. And they're going to start putting more and more variants. And they're hoping. And we've seen it here. We've got people sick all over Central Florida now with viral shedding. When they're injected with this RNA vaccine, they start producing the coronavirus spike protein in their own cells. It gets released into their bloodstream. It goes into their feces. They cough it up. It goes into their feces. And it starts infecting people everywhere because people don't wash their hands properly when they go to the bathroom. And they touch contaminated surface areas. The biological threat we have on this in the world is much more acute than the nuclear threat. See, the nuclear threat will destroy 5G technology. It'll destroy these satellites they're putting up. By the way, some of these 5G satellites are the size of a bread loaf. That's how concentrated they become now as far as the technology. You know, if you say we're putting 20,000 satellites into orbit, 25,000 satellites in orbit, they're the size of bread loaves. That's what they are. They're not these giant satellites that fill up a whole room or a whole space shuttle. And so they have the ability now to hit you with specific frequencies to make you really, really sick if your immune system isn't frosty, if it's not on point. You've got to keep that vitamin C level up in your system every single day. 12.5 milligrams of a potassium iodide, 6,000 milligrams of vitamin C, 5,000, 4,000, 3,000, whatever you need to take of D3, K2 every single day, or two or three times a week if you have higher dosing. Zinc, 40 to 60 to 100 milligrams a day. It's so important. If you have high blood pressure, the HGH stimulate really helps to maintain healthy blood pressure. It really does. Plus, it acts like a natural Viagra for guys, especially if you're like my age, 65. It really is amazing what that stuff does as far as libido. HGH stimulate, phenomenal product, one of our best sellers. And guys, here's the thing. If you take care of your body, you give it the specific nutrients that it needs, specific minerals that it needs, the specific amino acids and vitamins that it needs, it can take a lot of stuff. But if your immune system is in bad shape, if your diet is in bad shape, what's going to end up happening is you're going to be susceptible to all of these different types of diseases and things that they're going to release. I'm letting you guys know that. It's going to be bad. And all of a sudden you're going to go, well, I tried to stand against the New World Order, but I got sick and I've been in bed for 6 months. Well, yeah. Same thing with adult onset diabetes. There's all kinds of natural things you can do to help maintain healthy blood sugar. You got to realize it's high blood pressure. Same thing. We mentioned this a second ago. All kinds of natural things. Let me ask you guys a question. If the soup hits the fan, which they're trying to do, if it does hit the fan in this country and you can no longer get your medication, wouldn't it have made more sense to get healthy to start with so you wouldn't need medication, so you could live longer?
That's why you're here.
That's why I'm here.
That's why you're here, Ted.
Yeah. So anyhow, so healthmasters.com, I believe they've got a coupon code. And
code 5.
And you guys can, you know, talk about all this.
But, Ted, that's why you're here. Exactly. I mean, we need to be reminded today, this planet is lost. And we have a long haul to go until the second coming. And so we're going to go through hell on earth, literally and figuratively. We're seeing it now. And people need to know the cavalry is not coming. They're not coming over the hill. They're not saving the day. You can get right with Christ. That is your only option right now. But the other thing, Ted, this is what people just don't get, is you want to get through this? You at least want a chance to have somewhat of a normal life with your family? You got to be healthy, and this is what people just don't get. Ted, my friend, we're flat out of time, but I just wanted to give out that address again, healthmasters.com, and the coupon code is code 5. Ladies and gentlemen, whatever you've got, Ted has something for you. I've credited him with keeping me off the operating table a couple of times, and I know Doug Hagman makes the same claim.